He's our man with all the New Zealand racing news. Mick Guerin joins RSN's Racing Pulse.
Good morning, Mick. How are you building up to the huge Karaka weekend?
Mate, I'm exhausted, Michael, because I know what's going to happen. Because not only do we have Karaka Million, which is on Saturday afternoon into the early evening here, but then we have Ballarat for the harness. And as you know, I try to look for both codes a lot. So, I think our first radio gig's 7 o'clock on Saturday morning, and we'll still be on the tools at midnight. But, Michael, I just love it. Like you, I love it. I'm into it. Karaka Million's going to be a lot of fun. Some big news coming out this morning. Third favourite for the million. Now, this is the million-dollar two-year-old race for horses sold at Karaka. Race and Grey is out of the race, as happens to two-year-olds. Michael galloped it this morning, a bit shinny, a bit sore. Out they go. And as we know with these juveniles, most of them, they're only one gallop away from going over the top. She picked exactly the wrong morning to do that. But only Tiakau could lose a horse out of the race. And they also had the first emergency, so Jamie Richards, who was last ever Karaka Million almost certainly, still has four in the race with Time Flies taking the place of Grace and Grey. But Grace and Grey is a market and pace influence, was around the $5 mark, and was the likely leader in the race. So there'll be a few people now, trainers getting back in from track work and going, right, what do you make of this?
What about Dynastic, who's a favourite, and he's also got the third favourite, Fellini, in the race at 6.50. And I think Wolverine will be headed over to Australia after the millions, the second favourite.
Yeah, look, I think she probably would, because the only thing left over here is two Group 1 races and a tour against five or six Tiakau horses most weeks. She's pretty good. I think she might be better left-handed, but she has won at Ellerslie on the wrong leg. So she's a good filly. And she, by no means is she not a winning chance. She can absolutely win on Saturday. So this is the two-year-old million race. For those who don't know, there's a two-year-old million race and a three-year-old million race. They're about an hour apart. She's top class by Tavachi. So Waikato Stud have really kicked a goal there, getting a Tavachi to be a good two-year-old and already a two-time Group 2 winner. Dynastic's an interesting story. Beautiful-looking horse. And he's by El Manzor. And this time last year, people were jumping out of trees to buy El Manzors at the sales. And I'm not saying I'm a breeding expert, Michael, but if you've ever seen a stallion who's going to make it, El Manzor is going to make it. But he hasn't had a winner in the Southern Hemisphere because he was Europe's top three-year-old. And they've got that three-year-old and look about them. And so is Dynastic. So here's the unusual situation. Dynastic gets Opie Bossen, a good draw, the right trainer, and looks a class horse. If he wins, it's going to be the first winner in the Southern Hemisphere for El Manzor. Comes in a million-dollar race. Now, that's a pretty handy advertisement as Inglis premieres around the corner. Then, of course, Karaka has been moved to March. I don't like him so much, my offer to meet him. I think he's an absolute moral to make it as a stallion, but at some stage, they've got to kick goals. You would not have picked, even for sales last year with the nice shape to them, that goal could possibly be a Karaka Million. This could be the greatest bonus in the world possible for Cambridge Stud if he can do the job on Saturday night.
And just a quick one on the Ballarat Pacing Cup. Does Lochinvar Art bounce back? It's been smashed, 260 into $1.70.
Yeah, I don't know how they go 260. He was always vulnerable last week. I was madly tipping against him last week because horses don't win fresh up over 26.80. Most standard breeds don't have issues turning around twice in a week. Not a horse like him, an older, stronger horse, a stallion. He produces a lot of testosterone in his body. He'll be able to get over that. 260 was madness. He's about $1.70 chance. Expensive Ego is a lovely horse, but I'll be stunned if he can travel, come around this horse, and beat him. So clear top pick, Artie at Ballarat. Good luck, everybody involved there.
All right, I like it. Give us your weekend winners then.
Race 5, Ellerslie, Babylon Berlin comes out of the railway. She's got barrier 10 in a sprint, which we hate. After 100 metres, she'll be across most of them, if not all of them. So she's 2.7, tab.com.au, Babylon Berlin, race 5, number 2. Looking for a sneaky race 2, number 2, Our Alley Cat. You're shopping at $6. I think it can beat Amaralina. in race two at Ellerslie. Mm.
I like it. The Westbury Classic. Mick, enjoy the weekend. We'll have plenty to discuss next week.
Look forward to it, brother.
Mick Guerin joining us there. So race two, number two, Our Alley Cat, $6. And then in race number five, Mick's other selection is race five, number three, Babylon Berlin at $2.70. So quick break for the news. Plenty of winners coming up after the break as we look at Warrnambool and Pakenham tonight.